Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Hi.
To the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was a nice start.
You like that?
Yeah, I did.
It is Wednesday, 28 March 2012, and we've got a get, Buzz. Don't you love a get?
We do this on a regular basis.
We get a get, and what we're going to do is we're going to get on the phone and call this guy. We will reveal his identity when he answers, but RJ, dial the phone.
I love a surprise guest.
All right. One of Rob's phones.
I think it's, let me count, oh, it's long distance. Yeah. Let's see, just a couple. Seven.
Stone throw away.
Okay, got it. All right.
Good.
This is exciting, isn't it?
It is.
Who could it be?
Whoever it is, I hope they pick up.
It's a get, is what it is. They usually answer after the third ring.
It's funny how that works.
It is.
Hello.
Is this the party to who I am speaking?
Yeah.
Irvin.
Hello. Is this Rob?
It is. This is Irvin Magic Johnson.
Hey. Magic Johnson.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Why are you excited?
I bought the Dodgers.
You did?
Yeah, I read that this morning.
I bought the Dodgers and I'm still alive.
That's the best laugh of all.
Yeah.
What a good toy for you, a baseball team.
Oh, yeah. I'm real excited.
Now, you're not like known it. As a baseball guy.
Right.
I'm a basketball player.
Right. Now, did you realize...
Yes, you are. Word.
Yeah.
Through the negotiations and all the arrangements, did you realize that they were, in fact, a baseball team?
Of course I did. You're picking on me, Rob.
A little bit, but that's funny, right?
You're picking on me, Rob.
Isn't that funny?
Mr. Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that Oscar?
Yes.
How you doing, man?
I think congratulations is in order.
How's Dominique doing?
He's doing great.
All black athletes know each other, you know.
I was going to say, you know each other?
Yeah, we all do.
That's kind of.
I knew every black athlete in the world.
You're
such a happy guy.
The fact that you all know each other, that's kind of funny.
That's funny. Yeah, it is. I bought the Dodgers.
You did?
Yeah.
And you paid a lot of money for
them. Oh, I paid a lot of money. What can I do for you, Oscar?
Well, I was just curious to know that clearly you have sold your majority, your ownership in the Lakers, and now you are...
Oh, lighten up, Oscar. Why you got to be all so heavy all the
time? Well, he wants to...
Life's just a big bowl of cherries. I got the heavy, and I'm alive.
He just picked up dog crap.
More importantly...
You talk about his verticals?
No, now you're getting into the
baseball business.
Yes.
Did you step in Mike's dog's dog poo?
I didn't step in it. I helped pick it up.
Oh, you picked it up.
Yes.
You don't like to do that, do you?
No, I don't mind. You almost get used to it.
Yeah. I got big dogs. Yeah. I got mastiffs.
You have dogs.
Hey, Magic.
Yeah.
Are they fun?
They're big.
Are they
big? Yeah.
Hey, you know what's funny?
What?
Fake novelty dog poo.
Oh, I love that. And I did that all the time.
Does that make you laugh?
You ever see the fake puke?
Yes.
You could sell that.
He loves a good gag.
That's funny. Yeah, I bought the Dodgers.
Have you been in touch with Tommy Lasorda?
Who?
Tommy Lasorda.
Don't know the man.
Legendary.
He's white.
Just kidding. Yeah, what, Buzz?
Nothing.
Thank you. Anyway, let's start the show. Yes, Oscar, I'm getting tired of doing this voice.
I think the voice is funny.
Yeah.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I hope you didn't do this all on our account, Clark. Yeah, if you don't remember, this here is Rocky.
Have you got a kiss for me?
You better take a rain check on that, Art. He's got lip fungus he ain't identified yet.
You remember Ruby Sue?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Her eyes aren't crossed anymore.
That's something, ain't it? Huh? She falls in a well, eyes go cross. She gets kicked by a mule, they go back to normal. I don't know. And this here's our pride and joy, Snots.
Pretty name, Ed.
Yeah, we named him that because he's got this sinus condition. Snots, you roll over and let Uncle Clark scratch your belly. You ain't never seen a set on a dog like this one's got, Clark. That's something, ain't it? You pet him, Clark, on the belly, and he'll love you till the day you die.
I really shouldn't. My hands are all chapped.
We were gonna call, but Eddie wanted to make it a surprise.
Yeah. You surprised?
Surprised, Eddie? If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
All right, which vacation movie was that?
Christmas Vacation.
You know, I thought that one was funnier than that.
You didn't like that tape?
I like the whole Randy
funnier
Quaid.
Spots.
Can you give me a little more gain, please?
You bet.
It sounds a little out of sorts. I will tell you that the Christmas Vacation movie was after the regular Vacation
but
movie.
Before right. Vegas Vacation.
But before Vegas
right.
Vacation.
And after European Vacation.
So was the Christmas Vacation the second Vacation?
Third one.
It was the third.
And they went to the Randy Quaid well one too many times.
I don't know. Some of Randy Quaid's best moments is that because that's when he's
that falling in the well thing was funny.
What's the one where he says the bread pudding is extra runny
that's
tonight?
Vegas Vacation.
That's Vegas. Okay. Maybe that was the third one. All right. Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, this is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 13 million times, and we are happy for that.
Yeah.
Heard in 149 countries worldwide. You can call us at 718-506-1625. Brought to you today, brought today by the Oakton Wine Shop.
Nay.
Coming soon, dinners.
Ooh.
How about that?
Really?
Mm.
Dinners with wine.
Dinners at the Oakton Wine Shop featuring Spanish wines. Ooh, I don't have Spanish music. To find their tasting calendar and specials.
Like Mexican, it's very similar.
And to learn.
It's so not similar.
Not quite the same.
Spanish wines, no, it doesn't count.
Burritos.
All right, hold on. Featuring Spanish wines. To find their tasting calendar and specials and to learn about the monthly wine classes, follow them on Twitter. I'd love to take a wine class. And Facebook. Or you can call them at 703-255-5425. They're located at 123 and Hunter Mill Road in Oakton, Virginia. Oakton Wine Shop has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, 100 hand-picked brews, plus cheeses and pâtés. Oakton Wine Shop is a proud sponsor of our live stage show, and we will give away the new iPad thanks to Oakton Wine Shop that very night when we play giveaway stuff.
Cool.
And remember, when we have our little raffle drawing, what are we calling it?
Door prize?
Door prizes. When we give away our door prizes,
Mark.
Thanks.
You do not get your door prize unless you run to the stage like The Price is Right.
Mike, showing that kind of enthusiasm.
It's required.
The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, and we're much the same.
Yeah.
If you don't give us what we require, we will not give you what you desire.
This is really, of all the things that I care about on that show, that night, I care about this about the most.
Right.
I really do. I care about people showing, because the last thing I want to do in front of a crowd of 800 people is take away a prize in front of them.
Don't make us do that.
Now, hold it. You don't want to do that?
I don't. I know, Rob, I know the crowd would find great joy in that.
I would like that.
I know you'd like that because you hate the listener.
No, I love the listener.
No, you don't.
I hate the caller.
You hate the caller. You hate the winner.
That's what I hate.
Yes.
I hate
all winners.
So, Rob, get that music. Do you have that music handy from The Price is Right that we'll play? And the way it's going to be when we do our door prizes, we're not just going to give away door prizes. We're going to shout out names and or numbers.
Numbers.
And then we're going to have them run down and have a Bob Barker
moment.
Come on down. I mean, I don't get in front of these large audiences very often. I'm using it for everything
I
possibly can.
Let us have our fun.
Please, that's
I'm very
all we
excited.
Want.
So I'll say, 025-546-7115.
Not an actual
number.
Then
we wait for someone to scream.
Come on down.
And then we have this. If the iPad
it better not happen
ever,
like that.
No, it'll be in the soundboard.
See, this
right.
is to me.
Right.
I'm testing
really
people today.
I know you are.
I'm testing people today.
Oh, nice.
That's right. It's time for door prize fun. Let's have number 650-332-1055.
Actual number.
Come on down.
And what do you want to hear from the audience?
I want to hear screaming.
Yeah. Screaming.
Like that.
Oh right.
Or shrieking.
Arms up in the air.
Yes, arms above your head.
Some true excitement.
Your hands must be above
Running,
your ears.
Jumping.
I'm looking forward to that. I really am. I'm excited about it.
Lots
I'm excited
of jumping
about
up and down.
I am a little concerned, though.
Oh, no.
Why?
Because I am more excited than I am nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't just like that.
Don't get happy, Mike.
Remember,
don't
I told,
get happy.
Remember
don't
I told you guys, right. By this don't time, I'm at, you know, I think there's two more days of shows that we have, so right. I could be in pure prick mode. But I am very, very excited about this.
I think
show.
We all
so
are.
Am I, yeah.
It's just going to
I just steamed my cummerbund.
It's going to be fun.
It is.
It's going to be fun if we all, you know, don't get tongue-tied.
You know,
and stuff
you know
like
what's
that.
Funny is that this morning on the way in, I got a ride in from Shannon. So.
And where did she drop you off?
That is very convenient. Is
incredible.
It not?
Shannon dropped you off at work. Thank you so much for letting me drive you into work, Oscar. Have a good day, and perhaps I'll make you a nice homemade dinner tonight when you get home.
Shannon, but right. Even if you make dinner, you still have to think about dessert.
That's right, and not the traditional dessert. No. How about candy?
I love candy, but what kind of candy?
I'm thinking Lifesavers.
How many flavors?
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavor.
Shannon in the morning. That was really one is. Of our best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very so. Fast.
She said, are you excited for the show on Saturday? I said, absolutely. Yeah. She goes, well, what's wrong? And I said, one of these days, these 3 days leading up to the show, is going to be D-Day.
Right.
And she said, right. Well, what do you mean? I said, I don't think.
Because of me, right?
I said, I don't think you're going to understand when I tell you this, is that Mike is a perfectionist. And there's something great about Mike because he is a perfectionist.
This is such great spin.
But when
it
he,
is.
When
I'm
he
sure
gets
that's
into
what he said.
Perfectionist mode,
Mike's a dick.
He can be a bit of a pill.
Mike's
a bit of a pill.
Big dick.
A bit of a pill.
What so, a dick.
So right now, these next 3 days are a kind of a minefield.
Right.
Yes,
and
they are.
You really don't know what you're going to
And then do you know what Oscar's
All right, you know what I'm
going to
do? I figured out what I'm going to do. This is not anything. This is no Dr. Oz bulletin, but okay. This is what I'm going to do. Okay. I had my physical therapy for my knee this morning, and I came into the studio. Ronick was here first, as he always is, and I said, they kicked my ass. She kicked my ass today. Right. You know why I'm in a good mood? Because exercise works.
Nice.
It clears your head. It takes the stress away.
Good.
Before the show, I will be exercising in the morning every day leading up to
Brilliant.
The show.
And you
Brilliant.
Also exercise at 7 p.m. on Saturday night, which will give you time to do 25 minutes of cardio, shower, and on the stage.
Have an elliptical put up in the dressing room.
I think that'll be great.
I will
Zoolander can carry that.
On the program today, we're going to have a conversation about flight safety because I, for one, am flying JetBlue within the next few months, and I am... You know
what? You keep your options open, you might be actually a pilot at JetBlue.
JetBlue.
It's going to be fine.
This is now happening regularly, and I'm concerned about it. We'll talk about Let's Go Craps.
You have no idea.
I'm so pissed off.
You have no idea.
Who are you wearing? We'll talk about the show, Tuxedo Night. I want to find out what everybody's wearing. Mega Million. I was informed by Mr. Ronick today.
Shocking.
No winner last
night.
Nope. I bought an S load of tickets.
My dad, you know, is in a huge pool at his office that's run by a Chinaman.
Oh, really?
And he sends
like
out
how many people in the pool?
I think it's like 80 people.
80 people.
And what he does is he does a spreadsheet and he calculates everything. And they only buy when it gets over a certain number. And it's awesome.
And it's not 80 people with like one number. It's 80 people with like maybe 10 numbers or
it's
something
amazing.
Like that.
It's amazing.
How much does each 80 person put in?
I think
in?
Everyone chips in $20 a time.
Oh.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. They're serious.
But what's bad is the last time they did the drawing, it was, 20 people. I'm sorry, 80 people times 20 entries and they won $16. Oscar would call this a bad business model.
That's quite a return.
Do you get in on? Does your father let you get in on the pool?
No, but he has assured me that if he wins, he's going to take care of me for the rest of my life.
That's generous of him.
That's great.
I will if I win, everybody. If I win,
yes. Monday off.
What happens if you win?
Everybody in this room, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
Yes.
Each and every one of you.
Yes, Mike.
Will get a brand new television set.
Oh,
wow.
Right.
Now where's the price of
me
the
too,
music.
Mike. With a two.
Thanks so much.
How much is a man, that Mike O'Meara, the man, the myth, the legend, buy in lottery tickets when it goes? And I don't even know where it's at right now. What is it at? What's the jackpot?
I think it's $476 million.
Thanks. Thanks.
I got obnoxious yesterday.
Half a billion dollars.
I bought $60 worth of lottery tickets yesterday.
That's not too bad.
That's not bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah, I did. Because I just got excited.
Because you can't win if you don't play, and we only have time for the punchline. But the punchline is God said, help me, meet me halfway, buy a ticket.
Where can you buy it?
You buy them at any 7-Eleven.
Where?
Everywhere.
And you go, and they I get the automated machine
but
spits
I
them out to me.
Where do you buy this miraculous ticket?
No, golden
importantly,
Oscar.
I should have said, can you buy it in the state of Virginia?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. That's what I should have said.
It's state of Virginia. I got them at the local 7-Eleven. I love the to play. You play to win. This is nationwide.
Yes.
And now it's up to 400 plus, right?
476.
I've never heard of such a jackpot in my life.
Well, it's a record. It's never gotten that high before.
$476 million.
Yeah. All I know is my father copied me on the mass email. I don't know how any work gets done at my father's company, because this is a beautiful laid out email in a spreadsheet,
right?
But the Chinaman actually used boldface type. He was so excited about the total.
Now, can I, what exactly is their work schedule like at HBE? Do they come in early and work late at HBE?
They start to work, and then they go to one, take an hour for lunch, and then their day is done. Jolly good fun. That's their motto.
And how long has he been working at HBE?
You know, over a year. We discussed this yesterday. Obviously, they don't bother him very much because he's still there.
Would anyone like to know what HBE is?
Is it Horniest Person Ever?
Horny Bob Enterprises.
Oh, it was B.
HBE.
HBE. Thank you. I was looking for that. So Mega Millions is up over $400 million. That's truly amazing.
$60 is respectable, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know,
you're going to be fine.
Might have to up the ante for that.
You know what I
Although
think about?
I have a prayer I'm winning, but it's
when anyone wins the lottery and they always say, well, the ticket was bought at this 7-Eleven, but no one has come forward yet. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel how nervous the person must be when they realize they have the winning ticket and they have to take that ticket and drive somewhere with it?
Right.
I mean, you could misplace it. Mm-hmm. You could get in a fiery automobile wreck. How would you handle that?
I might call the police and ask for an escort.
Can I share just a quick embarrassing story? I'm not fond of the lottery because I had a bad experience as a child.
Really?
You had a bad lottery experience as a child?
Horrible, like traumatic lottery experience. Yes.
Pleased to tell.
So my dad would buy the lottery all the time, but he would never check his numbers. And we didn't have the internet then, so you'd have to like really go.
You have to go to a liquor store.
You have to go to a liquor store. You'd have to go and get a list. You have to order one from the lottery, whatever it was.
They'd put them in the paper too. Yeah.
So my dad got all the lottery numbers somehow printed out on printer paper, and he brought it home from work. And he said, can you go through all these numbers?
Dot matrix?
Yes. So, little guy, you know, I'm excited because I'm going to help my dad out.
Oh, but that's a tall order for a little guy.
That is.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm going through all these numbers, and I come across what I think is a winning ticket.
Oh, no.
So, I keep on looking. I don't say anything. I remember I must have been like 13 years old. Yeah. And I'm looking back and forth. And I'm like, oh, my God, we've won the lottery. Lottery. And you start building inside like an effing volcano.
Right.
And then I said, I must have checked it like 8 times. And I said, okay, I'm just going to yell it. We won the lottery. Like every number was on that ticket.
Oh, boy.
And my sister starts going crazy. My brother starts going
crazy. How old are you at this time?
13.
13 years old. Just enough to, something's going to traumatize you.
Yeah,
right.
It was the right numbers, the right date, but it was one of those printout lottery tickets that gives you the number, the winning numbers, so you can check your winning numbers at home.
Oh, so you were checking the winning numbers against the winning numbers. It's amazing that they matched up.
You little idiot.
It's a match.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So who found out?
My father, as he ran upstairs, seeing us all jump around, we were jumping on his bed.
Price or Right style.
Excited.
Oh,
because
we won the lottery, Daddy! Poppy! Poppy, we won the lottery.
It was a lot like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
so talk
God.
About.
Wow.
Talk about being a disappointment.
That's why I don't know. I didn't like. I'll never play again.
And then his father said that would almost be as bad if not all of my children became doctors.
You know, I was in the 7-Eleven yesterday, and there was a lovely Hispanic woman in front of me with her child buying a lottery ticket. Then it was me buying my bunch of lottery tickets, and a guy in back of me buying a bunch of lottery tickets who came in. First words out of his mouth, you going to sell me that winning ticket? It was on Friday. It's going to be absolutely nuts.
Oh, yeah.
It is so in the national consciousness right now, and it's just insane. It's insane. Here's a question I have for all the gamblers in the room. When the F do they broadcast it, and where do they broadcast it here in town? Is it Channel 9?
I don't know that they broadcast
Powerball. No one
Powerball.
Knows the answer
no,
to
I
this.
I think they do, and it's usually a couple of minutes after 11 o'clock.
That's what I thought, and I thought it was on Channel 9, but I don't know. So if somebody can find that information, I would like.
I think they put it on during NCIS.
I don't like to see it after the fact. I don't like to see it after.
So you'll be there in front of the TV.
I would love to, because that's, and then with a pen, the old-fashioned way, writing down each number and then comparing it to my $3,000 worth of tickets that I'm going to buy.
The Winathon starts at 9.
You're not going to take your tickets and run them through the scanner at the place? Because
Carla's doing that today.
Okay.
Carla's doing that because even if you don't get the exact number, you might get something.
Right.
For,
and then you win
$16.
Yeah,
right.
for a combination.
Wait,
yeah.
So the drawing was yesterday. You got 62.
Tuesday night was a drawing. They didn't get a winner. They're going to do it Friday. Nobody wins then. They're going to do it next Tuesday. And this goes on forever. This has gone on since January.
Oh, my God.
And if you want to know the odds, think nationwide, everybody in the country. It's been going on since January.
It is literally more likely to be struck by lightning than to buy a winning
Powerball. Oh, far more. Wow. Far more.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So keep your eyes on that. It's over $400 million.
Good luck.
And good luck to you. Are you going to play?
I might.
Yeah, it's worth playing. It's fun.
Is it wrong that my mouth is watering right now for no real reason? I don't know.
All right, you know what? Let's do this. Let's cover
every day.
Let's cover our asses. Right. Okay. Let's cover our asses. Okay. Not because I'm buying. You can buy as many tickets as you want.
Right.
Okay.
But just to make sure we all cover our own asses. It's going to be $400 million. Do we know what the payout will be in cash?
Let me find out. I'm on their site right now.
Now I'm going to do something right here. We might all do something.
I've already got it.
He bookmarked it.
The cash option is $341 million.
Jesus.
And then after tax is probably only about $175 million.
No. The cash option is after tax.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is it?
That's what the cash option is.
No, the cash option is
not. That's just the buyout.
That's
before tax.
Because otherwise they pay it to you installments.
And I'm still joking because $176 million is still quite a lot of money.
No, you guys are dead wrong. You're dead wrong. That is how much the government takes of this. That's why it's a cash option.
No.
If you get it after taxes.
No. The reason it's a cash option is so you get all the money now. They don't have to pay it out over a long period of time.
Yeah, but they have to pay tax. But what is it? What is it after taxes, you know, and because I could have sworn that's what they said.
No, I watched I Won the Lottery, that TV show.
Yes.
And they all break it down for you.
The episode with your dad?
No.
So the really cash option is $359 million.
Yeah, so then
you basically have to have that.
Yes. And that's
so $150 million.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Or more than that. Yeah.
A little more than that. So let's say $150 million. I am prepared. What are we prepared to offer each other? If one of us hits the, we're blood brothers.
I'll give each of you $2 million.
$2 million. Yeah. I think that's reasonable.
Fair. Sure,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We will give each person on this show. $2 million.
And I will give it to Mark and Nichols.
All right, is that the deal? That seems
everybody
to me,
has to play though. At least one ticket.
Fine.
It's a little steep.
Hold on. We're getting some protest from one corner of the room, ladies and gentlemen.
$2 million.
Out of
100, it's a little steep.
Let's say you take home after taxes $176 million.
Yeah, but then you got to help out your family too.
You're down to $174 million after you.
I hope you're doing a bit.
I hope. Yeah. If he is, it's working. That's okay. If he is, it doesn't matter.
Who in your family has taken you in as a partner?
Well, hold on. That's not just $2 million. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. It's $10 million.
Oh, hold it.
Now it's down to 166.
He wasn't in the room.
RJ.
RJ was not in the room.
RJ would have to be.
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
So that's $10 million.
Yeah,
that's $10 million off the top.
Oh, and you still have $160 million. Probably.
That's right. Yeah. It's almost.
It's
nothing.
Killing you, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So if you hit, are you going to play? Are you going to play the lottery?
Yeah, I have to play.
With these terms?
Yeah. No.
Do you agree to these terms? Well, we can't. We can't.
Oh my God, would be such like. F'd up. I was about to drop the F-bomb.
Yes.
If one of us won and he disagreed to the terms.
Right.
And he
didn't
get
he hasn't agreed to the
terms.
They would make
a movie on Lifetime about that.
It ends up in court.
Mark, what are you thinking about sharing with us if you win?
Tonight on Lifetime, The Disagreeable Jew.
Like $1,000 each.
$1,000 each. You.
That's fair. I'll take that grand.
All right. Do we have to bring our guest on now?
Yeah, I can do that.
It's time for our guest. This is a guest who's got a brand new app, and Mark wanted to book this guy because he was fascinated with the app. This is sweeping the nation. And Mark, maybe you can do the setup on this gentleman as you're typing
sure.
in.
Yeah,
right
I'm going
to
dial him
this
first.
This is the Ugly Meter guy.
Yes.
And he has an app that we all have checked out on Facebook here.
And remember, there's two versions of it. There's Ugly Meter and Ugly Meter Pro. And because we don't mess around, boy, we're using Ugly Meter Pro.
The Pro.
All right. And what's this gentleman's name, Mark?
His name is Joe Overline.
Joe Overline.
Do we have to give him $2 million?
No.
No, of course not.
He could give some to us, I think.
I'll
give like 80
right
bucks to Todd.
Joe Overline.
I think I gave you a sheet on him.
It's very nice of you.
Overline on the line.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Joe, how are you? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Nice to have you on the program. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing great.
That's good. And you are the creator of the Ugly Meter?
That is correct.
And this app is sweeping the country right now, doing gangbuster business all over the place. How in the name? How much liquor did you consume before you came up with the concept of the ugly meter?
Well, we were just hanging out one day, and you know, we originally just made it as a goof. We weren't really. We never expected anybody to actually buy it. Yeah, it's pretty crazy though.
What's cool is there is some actual sound science behind it where you use like symmetry.
Well, hold
and
on a second. I don't buy that for one goddamn minute.
Well,
there's
let's see
sound
what John
science
says.
Behind this. Joe Buzz.
Joe.
It's Joe Overline.
Joe Overline.
Yes. Yeah, thank you very much though. uglymeter.net, or you can search Ugly Meter in the iTunes App Store. It is currently, ladies and gentlemen, the number 4 ranked app on iTunes.
How about that? Ooh, nice. People did buy it.
Now, you also have an app available called Securely, which is a password storage app. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great app for storing all your web logins. You know, you should never have all your passwords. You should never be using the same password for one website, using it for everything because it's completely insecure. So
I'd love to check that. You know, that one I would love to check out. How does that one compare in popularity to your ugly meter? Probably, what, one millionth of it?
pretty much. Usually we actually sell more of those, but definitely not this week.
All right, I've got your ugly meter here. I don't know if Mark put another one on. I've got two. Here we go. This is the brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
The ugly meter. I'm going to get into it right now.
Make sure your sound's on.
All right, I've got the sound on. Hold on a second. It's turned up all the way. Let me do this right now with you on the phone, okay, Joe?
All right, great. I think you guys are using the Ugly Meter Pro, right?
Right, yes. Right.
We don't mess around.
There's two versions. Okay.
It's the one that says that makes
sure. The Pro version is the one that gives you real results. It's more expensive, but it gives you a real score, gives you real feedback. It'll tell you, you know, it'll tell you why you're ugly. It'll tell you why you're nose is too wide and all that.
Now, the other one was more kind of like a fun party game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's actually fun, though. The original one's pretty fun, though, because you can scan your friends and you can actually force it like to say they're ugly.
You can rig the cheaper version.
Now, so as a web designer, do you recommend that everyone buys both?
Funny, Rob.
Definitely. Well, you know, they are really different apps. You know, one's fun for your friends and parties. The other one is great to just get you depressed. So,
Joe, does it really
you're going for?
Does it really use like facial symmetry, or how does it decide whether you're ugly or not?
The Pro version does. I mean, there's known science for, I don't know if you've heard of the golden ratio. Like, you've probably heard the space between your eyes should be the same as your eye width.
Eye spacing, right.
Yeah. Oh, I thought the golden ratio had something to do with, a very loose-feeling woman in a shower.
That's right.
Oh. I thought that's what that was.
Heck of a night.
Depends on
the day.
Let's hold off a second. I'm going to start this right now. I'm going to start the scan. Okay. I'm looking at the picture. I'm getting my face between the yellow lines.
Hey, Joe, is it okay that we're wearing our headphones, or will that throw it off a bit?
Yeah, it's fine. Just when it asks you, it'll ask you to confirm the points. Just make sure you line it up with the side of your face. Don't do the headphones. It's actually going to measure over 100 points on your face to get the symmetry rating.
Wow.
All right, it says adjust the box at the top of the head, ignore excess hair, and I have plenty of it, so I'm ignoring it.
Now adjust the bar to the bottom of the chin.
All right, I'm doing that. All right.
Adjust the bar to the side of your head.
I got my
Was it expensive to get the Skype lady to do that?
Right, repeat with this side.
Very good, I'm doing that right now.
Adjust the bar to align with the center of the mouth.
That was perfect. That's a good sign. That was perfect for me, Joe. Hold
on. Adjust the lines to the width of the mouth.
Oh, no.
Just ignore the text.
You know.
I know.
Andrew.
Oh, great.
Honest to God.
Our accountant is
unbelievable. Texting. Unbelievable. All
just
right.
Ignore.
Okay, hold on.
It's something
just
about the lottery.
To be exactly the pupil of the eye.
Do I get 2 million?
Adjust the line to the left and right corners of the eye.
All right, here we go.
Move the bar to line up with the width of the nose at the base.
All right.
Your scan will now begin.
Okay.
Please wait.
Now here comes the science.
Nice.
I'm waiting for the scan.
That's right. Here we go. Here. Get ready, America.
All right. Should I read it, Joe?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Your head has a 10.98% variance.
That's what I thought.
What is that, RJ?
RJ.
Is that? Whoa!
Right,
you're like the guy in the audience that goes, "Woo, woo," for no reason whatsoever. You had to go, "Whoa, hey!" You don't know what you're talking about. Has a 10.98% variance from the perfect size ratio. All right, it might not sound that good.
Wow.
This means let me put my glasses on.
This means
here.
You are likely to win a lottery.
Let me put this means your head is slightly wide compared to the height. Shut up, Ron.
I'm sorry. I was just recalling something.
Whoa.
Your eyes are nearly the perfect... Listen to this. Your eyes are nearly the perfect distance apart.
Oh.
Mm. How about that, huh?
Hey.
They are slightly too small for your head.
Oh, I disagree.
They are 1% smaller than ideal. Your mouth width is near perfect.
I've always said this.
It is only 4% wider than ideal. Your nose is slightly too narrow for your face. It is 16% narrower than ideal.
Ooh.
Your rating is 69 out of 100.
Wow.
That's
in other words,
grade.
You are average.
Oh, right. Nice.
Hey,
you're seven.
Joe. Woo! Hey, Joe,
that's
I got to tell you.
That's a high average, too. We see, I mean, generally we're seeing people in the, you know, 50s. I don't know if you heard us on Monday Scan and on Howard, but, you know, I mean, people don't, usually people are ranking in the 40s and 50s. So that's actually pretty great.
Has everybody,
my score.
Has everybody gone around the room and done themselves?
No.
Guys, all do it simultaneously.
Can do it again.
So
sure.
we can all go through the room and do this. And I got to tell you something, Joe. Your original one, which was the free app, my kids turned me on to this. How long has that been out? Because that's been out a long time, right?
Since 2010, yeah.
Yeah, 2010. And they hit me to that, and I immediately looked at it and said, you know, it's a party game. It's fine one time. This thing is a hell of a lot better. This is so much better for the because it really does use the regular technology, right?
Yeah, and then the whole reason we made it, you know, we had made it, and my partner I developed with, Ryan, we had went in 2010, we had went on the radio with it. We flew to New York and everything. And
you mean you had gone
on
the radio?
Left him in the waiting room. Yeah, we had gone on the Howard,
so I guess,
and they left us in.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, and so I remade it to get us back on, and, you know, it worked.
and what did just out of curiosity, not that I compare myself to radio personalities, especially ones with the career of Howard Stern, but how did I compare to Howard, just out of curiosity, Joe?
See, it was funny. Howard pulled a 34, and he didn't believe him.
34.
Did Howard mention if he was buying lottery tickets?
Twice, because he didn't believe it. Yeah. He got a 34 the second time, too. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, knowing Howard's facial features, I mean, I would say there are a few things on that face that are out of the norm. I, on the other hand, have close to a perfect mouth. All right, have we finished? And incidentally,
I did mine, but I might have done and I might be in the wrong version of the app. I think it's a wonderful app. But this, when I got scanned, it said I got a 1.8 out of 10.
That's the old one.
That's the old one, yes.
That's the
old
one, yes.
That's the test version.
So. But now, explain between the old one and the new one, which is, I think, the free version or the 99-cent version and the $5 version. What are differences as far as features that the user would get? What would make you want to go to the next level?
Minus
scanning. Well, the 99-cent version is completely just for fun. It's not made to... You know, it doesn't measure facial points. We made it as a gag. We didn't expect it to do that. The pro version is completely real. It measures a lot of points on your face, and it gives you a true number of how attractive you are.
Who wants to see Mike O'Mara?
There's nothing you can do about it.
All right, let's go around.
Who wants to see Mike O'Mara get really happy?
Let's go around the room. We'll end up with Rob. Mark Ronick, you go first.
Okay, so my head size has a 3.03% variance from the perfect size ratio. Means that my head is close to the perfect ratio, which makes me more attractive. Your eyes are nearly the perfect distance apart.
Oh, no.
They are nearly the perfect size for your head.
Oh, no.
Your mouth width is near perfect.
Oh, wow.
It is only 4% narrower than ideal.
You got mine.
Your nose is near perfect width. It is 3% narrower than ideal.
What about your reading ability?
Well, narrower just like doesn't flow off the tongue.
You
for
could
me.
Scan the word jewelry.
So my rating
is
92 out of 100.
Oh my God. 92 out. Buzz, what did you get?
Earlier,
I just
the
got
show,
depressed.
No. This last one you just did.
This time I got a 65 out of 100. And do you want the details, my head size and all that?
No. I mean, 69 out of 100 is okay. Rob Spiewak.
You know what's interesting about that 92, though?
Hmm.
You know, he may have got a 92, guys, but keep in mind, you know, he had his mouth was 4% too narrow, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's a key number in the business for us with all the science in those. Those are technically, the technical term is sucking lips. So, you know,
thank you, Joe.
I've always
I'm
said
so
that.
I'm so glad I booked you.
Thank you
for
this guy.
Thank you for the tip, Joe.
Thank you for keeping it clinical.
That's good stuff. I like
you
that.
You know what's really sad, Mike?
That was funny. That's funny. That's Let me enjoy that moment. Hold on. What do you get, Rob?
My eyes are too far apart by a considerable distance.
Rob, I'd like you to read your whole analysis.
Okie doke.
Here we go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Your head size has a 2.64% variance from the perfect size ratio. This means your head is close to the perfect ratio, which makes you more attractive. Your eyes are too far apart by a considerable distance.
It's considerable. They're not even using numbers.
They are slightly too small for your head. They are 4% smaller than ideal. You have a slightly narrow mouth for your face. It is 16% narrower than ideal.
Oh, my Ooh. God.
Wow, that's 1/6. Your nose is slightly too narrow for your face. It is 21% narrower than ideal.
Oh, boy.
My rating is 52 out of 100.
Oh, Ooh. Yes, Oscar Santana.
I have upgraded to pro, and my rating is 51 out of 100.
51?
Yeah.
Really? So, and you're beautiful.
RJ Diaz, did you do yours?
Yes, I did.
What's your rating?
96.
Liar.
Oh, you are full of crap.
I got an 86.
You are full of
He does have a very proportionate face.
He does have a proportionate face. He does.
Darn handsome.
Hello, is that a little one? Is Ooh. That your little one, Joe?
Yeah, he's got a 5-year-old.
Well, you know what? We'll let you go to your 5-year-old. The app is it is called Ugly Meter App Pro. I will tell you something.
I'm redoing mine.
It is so much better than the original one that I had. I love it,
Joe.
Yeah,
this is very cool, Joe.
I absolutely love this app, and you guys should check it out. I mean, this is, boy, can you imagine with the right amount of alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
How this app would, you know, hilarity will ensue.
The right amount of alcohol on a rating of 52 results in suicide.
It actually increases the score when you're drunk.
And check out Joe's app called Securely, which is a password storage app as well. Well, Joe, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the show.
All right, guys. You have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
Take care, Joe.
That's Joe Overline, the creator of the Ugly Meter App Pro. We got to take a break. When we come back, I didn't get to anything I wanted to talk about. I want to find out how Rob had a good time at the hockey
it
game
last
great.
Night. It
was great. Let me see. Go 4 crap. Days till the big night, everybody.
Yay.
What? And lots more fun and more thrills coming up. 5 days. No, 3 days. Well, technically, whatever. And
it's coming up on Saturday.
And a juicy Ann Curry rumor when we come back. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. Thank you to Joe Overline for joining us. That app is called Ugly Meter Pro. We appreciate that. And we're basically just helping him out, and he's helping us
That's
out.
That's right, yeah.
When you go to get that, you'll see that on the Ugly Meter.
It is
and,
fun.
Should be a lot of
didn't
fun.
Didn't help
that.
Me much.
He had a great tip in, though.
What was wonderful.
What was your rating, RJ? What
confirms
was your
rating? My theory.
96 out of 100. Mike, it says you are very attractive.
Really?
Let him have that victory.
All right, come over here, and I'm going to take.
He doesn't have much.
I got an 85 before the show, so it can vary from test to test.
You are so you are the vainest of the vain.
I am.
You just couldn't stand.
It's important that the world
having the
know.
Most having the most recent one get out there.
That's
you
right.
Couldn't stand it.
That's
well,
right.
This is all I'm going to do today. I'm going to keep taking pictures until I register in the high 80s.
That's right. That's the best way to do it.
It's like taking a blood pressure until you get a reading. You
it,
like.
It is. That's what I do. I do that with that, too. It's not vanity. I just like good numbers, you know?
By the way, before we get out of here,
yes.
I didn't get a chance to get in the fact that I got an 85. Marsha, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I didn't get that I scored an 85. Yeah. Damn it. What am I going to do?
Well, I can put it on Facebook.
I swear to God, I'm so angry. Now, why are you doing it? Don't do it yourself. I don't trust you. I want to take it. RJ, I want to do yours. What? What, your phone's ringing?
No.
Whose That'd phone be your phone. Phone.
That's yours.
Well, maybe it's Andrew.
It's Andrew calling.
Andrew scored a 92.
Playing along at the office.
Hello? Yes.
Who could it be?
Mike is entertaining a call.
A solicitor.
Could be.
He won the lottery.
Yes, can I call you back after I get done taping my show? I had the phone on by accident.
Certainly not.
I will call you back at this number I can reach you.
The phone rang on accident.
It's the lottery department.
Thank you very much.
Dory.
Bye-bye.
Who was that?
When somebody's really nice, I don't want to be mean.
Right.
You had the phone on. You had the phone on accident.
On accident.
Who
well,
was
I,
it?
You know what? Can I? There's a guy out there in Facebook land that gives me crap about taking personal calls during the show. I want to have him know that until Appman, Joe Overstreet,
told us
or whatever
to turn
his
him
name,
on.
I had
it
mine on
off.
Silent, yeah. so yes, right. that would
like
not have happened.
Disregard like the 50 times it's happened before. Yeah.
You know. But I really
I
have been good. I've been good.
Mike,
I've been good.
Oscar,
shut up, everybody. I've been good lately.
Yes, you have.
I've been good lately.
Yes, Minefield.
I like
Minefield.
That you have your phone on because it adds a sense of urgency and excitement.
Yeah, that, doesn't that an urgent ring though? It's like my deaf ring.
It would kill me. I don't like that.
RJ, did you get a different result?
Oh no, I didn't do it again.
Okay, don't worry about it. Forget it. Brett, you're out. No. All right. Anyway,
speaking of RJ and Rob,
yes, they went to the hockey. Yes. That's not what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
Sorry
okay,
about
then.
That. But nice try, Kreskin. All right, here we go.
Minefield.
You never know. You never know what's in the intergovernment.
I like to call Oscar Senor 51.
That's okay.
I'll take Virginia.
There's nothing I, Mike. On a personal note.
Yes, Jerry.
Yes,
there's nothing I enjoy more than when Oscar tries to steer the show. It makes me
well, he's
it,
very
it
helpful.
Gives me great joy.
I love
because
it.
You know what? He's engaged.
It's good.
And he's aware of the agenda. And
listen,
that's an important
thing. Aware of the audience.
Until
yes.
the audio vault.
Oh, and then it's Snoozeville, baby.
I can only hang on for so long. Tell me you got another Krebs tape today.
Casa de Neptime.
Now, gentlemen, obviously not a credible website at all. However, I have to share this because it's the subject matter from Gawker.com.
Oh, that is a good website.
Now, not necessarily the most credible website in the world. However, they have had their hits
in
the past.
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
Ann Curry will be fired as co-host of the Today Show because everybody hates her.
Yeah!
We called it here first.
How long have we been saying it?
A couple of weeks. Well,
years.
A couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, as far as...
A couple of...
No,
what kind of... What black tar heroin are you shooting into your veins? A couple of weeks? Where have you been, Joe DiMaggio?
It was less than 2 weeks ago that we had a conversation in which we decided that she would probably be fired because so many people hate her.
No, it is a couple of years. It is a couple of
decades.
Well,
we haven't liked her
that
for
we have
all
been talking about everybody hating her. I have discussed that personally for years.
No, we've talked about her for
don't
years.
Argue with me
all
anymore.
Right.
I'm tired.
Minefield. I think it really,
thank you.
I think once she took the chair, the real chair, the anchor chair.
Oh, we came to, yeah, from yes. the first day, but we've hated her back since she was a newsreader.
Right.
Absolutely.
But now there's a movement.
And she has been, shut up, Buzz. No. She has been 15 years with the Today Show. Mm-hmm. Let me share this story.
Boy, do they reward mediocrity or what?
They do. Since she replaced Meredith Vieira as co-host of the Today Show last June, Ann Curry hasn't exactly impressed. Hopeless, a source close to NBC executives said, to describe her co-hosting abilities. Atrocious, said another. Strained. Now listen, this is a source close to NBC executives, which doesn't mean dick.
No.
In the real world, but boy, it's fun to read.
Isn't it fun to believe, though?
That's right. And those are some of the kinder comments. But it's become a foregone conclusion amongst network insiders. You always hear it written by that. We got a guy in town that writes that way.
Yeah.
Who have been watching the Today Show's inner circle implode. They say that once NBC gives Matt Lauer his presumed mega deal.
Which is on the way. We've all heard of this.
Ann is as good as gone. I will tell you, I base my opinions completely on subjective, 5 inches away from the television observation
right.
of the way people behave towards her. And I don't like her, but I've also made the comments in the past that Matt Lauer doesn't seem to really get
feel
into
that.
Her.
And you know what? Here's the thing is you and I are both lifelong Today Show viewers.
Right.
And it's almost bad enough that it's gotten you away from the show.
Mm-hmm. And Carla gets pissed off now because... I can't watch it without making a comment about
right,
her.
Right. Yeah.
And she's like, you know, Carla's thing is like so many people would say to me, if you don't like it, turn it off, watch another show.
But it's the best product out there.
That's I love to hate
I it. Think the fact that they've sent her on assignment so much lately is a way of getting her out of the studio so that Matt can function.
I think that might be true. I mean, I think compared to Meredith Vieira, she has been gone far more.
Oh, yeah.
Now, some might say, and that speaks to what's later in the article, mm-hmm. that some might say that's what she digs. She likes going on the
good.
Assignments, but we'll see what happens. So anyway, once they give Lauer the contract, Ann's good as gone. It yep. might happen even sooner than that, according to Gawker.com. And although it's not directly stated in the New York Magazine piece about Lauer. This passage relays the grim prognosis for Curry a lot more gently than it could have. And this is from New York Magazine. Lauer's worth only increased when Meredith Vieira left and handed the co-anchor chair to Ann Curry, who in the eyes of many television news executives has experienced a rocky transition to her new role. The subtext of that rocky transition,
rocky,
according to sources, is that Matt Lauer just absolutely hates her.
We knew that.
You feel it. You can taste it.
As a co-host, and is fed up with watching Curry turn what was once NBC's most charismatic and engaging program into a joyless slog.
Yes.
I love writing. It when they write like nice. That. Everybody knows she's gone, said one source. Everybody knows she's gone, said another. Everybody knows she's gone, said another. So apparently they're getting these sources that are saying this
quite
about Ann Curry. But if Curry can keep her damaged ego in check, there is also talk of repositioning her at NBC News as some sort of special foreign correspondent, so she can get back to doing the more serious
half Japanese.
Get back to doing the more serious journalism she covets
somewhere far away,
and to keep her far, far away from most of the people she's annoyed during her today's
You know what? Put her on the new Brian Williams show.
The rumored frontrunner to replace Curry as Lauer's sunshine sidekick is.
Oh, what's her name?
Savannah Guthrie.
And I think that's a misstep.
That would be great.
I like her, but I think Robach would be better.
Yes.
If they would get Amy Robach,
and
I would be thrilled to death.
And you know how they truly blew it is by letting Erin Burnett go.
Yep.
Because she was the best
And
thing
here's
on that
the thing,
show.
And we're not just saying, you know, if people think we're doing this because they look hot, yes, Amy Robach, I think, is one of the hottest news ladies on television.
But
however, it's the ad-libbing and the way to handle stories.
Chemistry with Matt. That's so important.
Savannah Guthrie, in my opinion, is always aware when that camera's on.
She's funny, too.
And but she's not, I think, Amy Robach would be a lot better.
Yeah.
And she's got DC roots, so that would be cool, too. So that's it. Other than
Good
that,
rumor.
Nothing else. Else
Fingers
on the
crossed.
Show. We got the Mega Millions in. Your time last night at the game that Oscar wanted me to ask you about. Did you have a good time during the Capitals 5-1 loss?
You know what? Jimmy
Buffalo.
Set up a great bus ride that took us right to the Verizon Center, and I loved my seats because I could actually lean back and rest my head against the wall.
Were you really in the last row?
The last row.
The last row.
How does Jimmy pull that?
Well, because I think now that since he is like the Sabres guy in town, he owns the Sabres bar. I think Leonsis knows, and that's where they sell him tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
So they give him the very last
but
row.
But here's, we were all up there in a sea of blue, and we hear, "Let's go, Buffalo!" And then you hear just in the distance, "Let's go, Caps." Let's go, Caps.
Well,
Goat's trying to get through.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to, I really don't like people that put too much on sports. I really don't. But I'm a fan. You know, I'm a big fan. Yeah, I'm a big hockey fan. I'm just telling you, and RJ knows this, you know, I've laid my own shekels out on this team recently, and it really does piss me off to see a team that is in the thick of things put that kind of an effort forward, and I think this
Zero
town,
effort. Zero
this
effort.
Town, listen, if this was Boston, if this was Detroit, if this was Buffalo,
right.
You'd be hearing it from the rafters, and their people would be pissed off. This team's fan base seems to get this this attitude of defeat, this quiet acceptance of mediocrity.
They were never in it. They never had a chance. It was sad. You know, and there's, I learned something else last night. He is a supreme douche, but Zoolander is funny.
Oh, yeah.
And if I was not sitting next to Zoolander,
saw that from the pictures you
I would have been. I would have been a lot more miserable. He started a chant to answer "Let's go Buffalo" in the third period. Yeah. Zoolander started chanting "Let's go home now." So a tip of the cap to Eric Stolzinski because he really made the evening from being a total loss.
You know,
and this time he only brought a pint of alcohol instead of a quart.
Yeah, I swear to God, I couldn't spill liquor as fast as he drinks it.
They sent me two text messages and I laughed my ass off. You guys look like you were well on your way before you even got into Verizon.
Oh yeah, I did all my drinking before the game so I could sober up drink. Perhaps that was my mistake.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No, but I needed to be able to drive home. So.
Rob texted me last night during the game, right at the very end of the game, and it was great because I had somebody that I could bitch to
about
the Capitals.
Yeah.
And my last text was from Rob, 7 more minutes. You've got to be effing kidding me. And my last text to him at about 9:16 last night was, not watching. F them.
That was, and the text before that, I believe, was a two-word text. They suck.
Yeah.
So it's over, right?
No,
they can
got,
still get in.
Five more games left, and but Buffalo now has taken the last playoff spot because of that loss, and the Capitals showed up. I've been watching this team intensely over the last month, and you have the same guys, the same culprits. I exempt Alexander Ovechkin from this group, and I don't want to get sports talk
because
on
he's
everybody.
Irish.
No, because he's so goddamn good, and he does try. He works, right. Even though he made a big mistake in the game last night. He hustles and he works his ass off. You got guys on there that just don't even hear the dinner bell. They don't even know where they are.
You're right,
wow. And you've got guys that have been there so long, and it's time to go. This is what you need to do:
blow up the team
from the GM.
Oh God,
on
I thought
down.
You meant blow up the Verizon
the GM. Here's what you have. You have a team that won a little bit, got to a final, got popular, real popular now, and it's the DC Sports Star
they
Syndrome.
They got happy.
They get happy. Mm-hmm. They don't do dick because they don't have to. They're going to be revered, and they're going to be their asses.
They'll coast for
kissed,
two more seasons.
But they don't have anybody that wants to get in there with the grit. And these other teams, you see these guys that have the grit, and I want to see that. If they're going to win, they've got to ship some of these guys that just don't get it out of town. Mm-hmm. And when you see teams, this is when I got it from the Capitals. They lost the other night to Winnipeg, and they were bitching about the bat. Bless you, Oscar.
Bless
you.
Allergies.
What was that?
Sorry. I was next to the roundtable last night.
It was great.
Good. What was so special about it? Your partner talked about how special it was. Was any particular food stuff that was great last night?
I don't know. We just had 11 contestants, and our old standby, Professor Snack, showed up.
And was there anything, any new snack item that's
I
on
wish
the,
I was there.
The
everything was new. Game. Everything was new.
The greatest bit that they ever did on the Big O. Yeah.
It took 2 hours yesterday. I didn't get home until midnight.
Yeah, wow. That's right. I never know that. So anyway,
I kid. Just stop being jealous for once and embrace it.
I kid. I kid because I love. 2 hours. Yeah, it might be burning that candle at both ends.
But in the middle.
So the Capitals, both. To make a long story short, have disappointed their fan base again, yeah. But their fan base takes it.
And I have a.
And they say, "Here, let's go back."
It's because DC is, especially
worst,
with
worst
hockey, yeah,
fan.
It's bandwagon. It's all about being right. bandwagon.
Yeah, but that's all we have.
And I need to ask a favor of the DC fan base. I got my ring fixed when VCU was in the Final Four.
The what?
The Final Four, the NCAA brackets, the basketball game.
Doug,
during the audio vault, can you isolate when you were reading, Mark?
Sure.
I'd love to play that again.
Sure. Yeah.
And my priceless, semi-precious stone fell out of my ring at Verizon Center last night.
Oh, no.
So if anyone is at the Van Halen concert tonight and finds a semi-precious stone, please send it to me.
If you're in the last row.
Yes.
What section were you in?
We were in section 4-3-6-4?
4-3-2.
4-3-2. What 4-3-2. I heard during one of the moments.
He's struggling right
6-3-4-2.
Now.
6-3-4-2.
One of the moments of silence, I believe I heard, I think it was my stone rolling down to the ice.
So it's like a rhinestone.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you know, it's guaranteed. But I just stone. It is. It's not like a diamond.
Oh, I know. It's
well, won't they put it back
they will,
in for
but
free?
I don't want. Yeah, but I've got to ship it. I don't want to deal with that. And it's a pain in the ass that they just fixed
don't
it 3 weeks
Rob
ago.
Mail a letter.
Yeah, Mike.
So you're saying to everybody that's listening, if they're going to the Van Halen concert,
look for my semi-precious
what
stone.
What color?
It's like a diamond, except it's a zircon. It's gorgeous.
What
it's
do you think
flawless.
Has more of a chance? Any one of us winning the Mega Millions or Rob getting his stone back?
You know, it might
we're
be
Rob
win.
Getting his stone back.
It might be in the urinal.
Aren't you embarrassed to even ask that?
Hey, you know what? If I've seen Van Halen lately, people might look for something
and
to do
tonight. And he's still wearing the ring. That's
well, I wanted to show you guys today. I want you to
stone.
See.
Getting back to I'm not jealous. I was going to tell you I like snacks of the
yes.
round table. You're not giving me what I'm looking for. What was something? What was like the
winner?
The winners. I used to tell you that on JFK.
That's
I used
true.
To love snacks.
Rob's actually
the
won
table.
A round of snacks the round table.
I don't know if I won, but I played it once.
It's a great game.
One of our guys brought in an and it was amazing.
That does
really?
Sound good.
Yes.
See, that's
it's the double
I
diabetes.
Yeah, you got to know that. I get like that.
It was
talking about
amazing.
That. So we've covered everything, boys. That's it. Capitals.
Tomorrow we'll discuss who we're wearing.
Who we're wearing. the Chuck Sottos.
Got to go home and check my labels.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we will, keep an eye on the Capitals, although they really, Mark said it best. Mm-hmm. It's a bandwagon kind of town.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off.
It's a suck town.
I'd like this town to have more emotion invested in their team.
Yep.
Really get... Like, we walked out after the Winnipeg game the other night. And it, could you believe that, RJ?
Everybody's just like,
going to their cars.
Right.
La, la, la. Yeah. No problem at all. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I was pissed.
The upside, though, is tickets should be cheaper now if you want to go not to Saturday's game, but the following home game.
I doubt it. No. It's nope. tough. Because,
really?
Because no. another thing
as
about...
As long as they're in the playoff.
You know what I watched? When I was getting tickets for, I think, the Winnipeg game to go with RJ for Sunday, I looked at the StubHub prices for Philadelphia, just out of idle curiosity.
Yes. Right?
Greatest hockey town. Really, one of the biggest hockey
towns
really
one of the
in
most,
America.
One of the most beautiful cities in the world.
It really was...
City of brotherly love, Rob.
I mean, not to say Detroit is hockey town, but I said... And they were cheaper.
Wow.
Because it's... DC.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
The lawyers need their tickets.
It's about being seen.
You know what? I really, you know what I didn't like? I didn't like seeing so many people at the hockey game in suits. You see a lot of people in suits at a hockey game.
You know what I hate?
What?
I hate that Oscar does another show. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back with the audio vault.
Two other shows.
Find my stone.
12 other shows. Right after this, we'll be right back.
I got your stone, Rob.
Kidney stone.
Ding. Everybody quiet, we're breaking.
She knows it's time to say.
Who dat?
Who dat? That's the Nightingale.
It's Eric Ronick.
Nice voice.
That's Black Gold, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I'll play tomorrow, Mark?
What's
Would
Saturday?
It be cool if I played the isolated vocal from this?
Oh, sure.
I'd like to play then the audio vault tomorrow. We have the isolated vocal he laid down for this song. His voice is fantastic.
Have I, like, skipped a sponsorship today?
No, we're really late in the show.
Yeah, super late.
I didn't get Encore on there.
Encore!
Well, you have Wait Not.
We got Wait Not now. We got Encore. So we got two sponsors. Let's talk about Wait Not because they get mad if we don't talk about them. No, I'm kidding. They like us. No, they just spend more money.
Hi, Stephanie.
Here we go. The average 45-year-old woman has been on 61 diets, according to a new survey out of England.
Wow.
By the time the average woman hits age 45, she's been on 61 diets.
Wow.
And the average woman starts the dieting cycle at age 16. So over the course of 29 years, she averages about two diets a year.
Oh, my God.
It's true. If you really want to get out of that cycle, we recommend Wait Not. You've heard the success stories. I was talking to my dental hygienist about it yesterday. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, waitnot.com. Unbelievable results. You can believe it.
If you went on Wait Not 61 times, you'd disappear.
Evaporate.
You would. You'd just be gone.
Absolutely.
Like my stone.
We urge you to check him out at Wait Not. RJ's lost 1 million pounds. Rob has lost 400 pounds.
Thank you. Wow.
Can I say something, Mike?
Yes, go right ahead.
Last night when we went to the Verizon Center, we all walked up the stairs to the top level. No escalator.
You know what I like the best?
Mike, we walked up the
stairs. I like the look that Oscar gets on his face when RJ begins to talk. Let me do the impression. This is Oscar.
I can't make eye contact with anybody when RJ
Let's see what Oscar does.
This is Oscar's look whenever you start to talk. Oscar looks at me and goes,
here we go.
At least his eyes are open.
One of my favorites.
It's like, buckle in, put the bar all the way down.
His eyes are open.
Thank you and enjoy your ride.
Why did you
You walked all the way up?
All the way up.
We did.
Rob, Steph, myself. And Ren, who has also lost over 70 pounds.
That's incredible.
Another listener.
855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Let's open up the audio vault. I messed up somewhere along the line, maybe with the guy with the ugly meter or whatever, but we're fine.
We got thrown that the first break was so long, I think. But never mind that. Everyone's talking about Obamacare.
Yes.
Did you see the Solicitor General on the floor of the Senate or the House yesterday? He was speaking to Congress, and his name is Donald Varelli, I think.
Yeah, and he is a typical Democratic
Varelli.
Appointee, douche, incompetent.
Oh, no.
There we go. Said it. Wow. And this is a guy that is literally the point man for the entire administration. And if this thing goes down, it is this prick's fault.
I don't know. I thought he did a great job speaking.
Unbelievable.
Here are some of the highlights from his speech yesterday.
This is where. You know,
I didn't mean to make you mad.
I have just gotten my stickers for Obama.
Yeah.
That's how I've been kind
the
of
bad
feeling.
Timing.
Really, I've been feeling kind of positive about this guy. But everybody knows I go hot and cold.
I thought we were gonna do the third party thing.
But boy, nobody stepped up. But the thing is,
the sticker is the vehicle of the informed electorate, Mike.
I like this plan. I think that everybody should get health care. I think we should all become covered. I think the insurance companies and the HMOs are screwing us. I think this, so I support the legislation.
Right.
And then they put this guy in front.
I thought he did a great job.
Insurance has become the predominant means of paying for health care in this country. Insurance has become the predominant means of paying for health care in this country because this is a market in which
it's not in front of that, it's in front of the Supreme Court.
Right. Okay, right. Forgive me.
This is a full-fledged.
Well, we're screwed.
This is why I am so mad at this right now.
Yeah.
And that this is the guy?
Yeah.
This is your handpicked guy. No, this is a party hack that got up in there because he is part of the machine.
Actually, we hadn't
connected.
That guy. That's the first time he's had any national exposure since he was the lawyer.
Now, I could be wrong about all that stuff. I'm just
now,
pissed
is
off.
That
probably
a,
right.
Is that a call? Is it... Is that a cough or is that?
I think apparently he needs some health care.
That's the sound of someone choking.
literally,
on like the biggest job he's ever had.
The nervous tick from
unbelievable.
This is the first time this guy, the Solicitor General, has any national attention.
Jeffrey Toobin, I believe, I forgot what Jeffrey Toobin said specifically, but something along the lines of this guy punted it.
Yeah.
This
sure.
guy completely punted
I agree.
It, and that's all you got. You got that chance
that's
to make
one
your
chance.
Case.
That's our best argument,
you know,
right there.
There
we got
he is.
No undo. Yeah.
Unreal. Mm-hmm. And this is to me.
You can get a proxy in that case.
This is where you judge a presidency. This is where you judge an administration
by the people around him.
By the people right. around
where the rubber meets
we
the road.
And you know, we hadn't seen this guy since he was the lawyer in My Cousin Vinny.
Counselor, your statement, sir.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen of the.
Oh boy.
Jury.
Solicitor General.
On January 4th of this year, my client did indeed visit the Sack of Suds. Convenience store.
He's very brave.
Oh, that's too good.
Not everyone speaks well, Mike. Are you familiar with a guy on the MSG network named Al Troutwig?
Oh, I've heard of Al Troutwig, legendary sportscaster.
Good slip of the lip this week as he was talking about, let me get the name right, Amare Stoudemire?
I have no
Stoudemire.
Idea.
Stoudemire.
Who
yeah,
is he?
Basketball player.
Yes. He had a little bit of a health issue, and here is Al Troutwig talking about it.
It's much more complicated for Amare Stoudemire. He did not finish Saturday's game against Detroit. An MRI reveals a bulging disc in his lower back, and it will be treated non-surgically.
Not only is it painful, you can't show it on TV.
Boy, oh boy, get that out of my lower back.
I know where you can get that treated.
Bulging dick?
Sack of Suds convenience store.
Can you imagine him defending you?
Hey, get that out of here. Don't hurt me.
Miss Universe Canada had to disqualify a contestant.
Oh my God, we gotta wrap it up.
When it was realized that she was transgendered.
Yes.
And they asked Donald Trump, who owns Miss Universe USA, mm-hmm. I didn't realize that, you know, there was different countries for the universe, if they would allow a transgendered contestant.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this answer.
This is a good answer. You like the way Donald Trump talks.
Rules are rules. At this moment in time, at least, the rules say that that particular person cannot be a candidate, cannot be in the pageant, and so we have to leave it at that. For this year, certainly the rules have been made, and they've been made this way for many years, but rules are always meant to be changed, and in this case, maybe they can be changed, but certainly not for this year. It's too soon.
What?
Magnificent man. Yeah. Yeah. Magnificent man that he takes that limited bag of tricks and turns that into
that may be his brilliance.
I close with, have you seen this photo yet?
No.
This is the topless Octomom.
Oh, yes.
Wearing flesh-colored panties. You actually don't see anything you couldn't show on television.
Right.
But at first glance, I think she looks pretty good, considering what she's been through. We pass that to Mike.
Sloppy.
And then pass it around. Considering what she's been through.
Yes. But a closer look at her face.
Well, all I'm saying is that this is a car that should have been totaled, and now it's drivable. Okay?
Yeah. It is drivable.
Yeah, but it's got frame damage.
Okay, it does
but that lower half.
Yeah.
Oh, that undercarriage. Yeah. That is a sloppy, gravity decimated undercarriage.
And you know
right
what?
There.
She did that for $10,000, which means she'll be in porn by the end of the year.
She's one of the people like Fairplay that you can call on Dialostar.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
absolutely.
Anyway, here's Jimmy Kimmel's take on that photo.
This is disturbing. Nadia Suleiman, who is known to comic book fans as the Octomom, has posed topless for a British magazine. She's, they're calling it the racy photo spread no one was demanding to see. It looks like she's naked, but she's wearing flesh-colored bottoms. You should view these photos the way you view an eclipse, through a piece of cardboard with a hole poked through it. Sulan was reportedly paid $10,000 for the photo spread, which she said she needed to support her children. So it turns out having 8 kids implanted in her on purpose wasn't as great an idea as it seemed like it would be at the time.
That, Mike, is your magic audio ball. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will take a short break. Come back with Buzz in the News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It is time for news and Mr. Buzz Burbank, and we are running super late, so let's get right to it. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Institute for Liberty's Fan Freedom Project. Your right to buy, sell, or give away tickets to concerts and sporting events is under attack. The big ticket companies already putting these restrictions on tickets, which means they can't even be given away. Protect your rights. Visit fanfreedom.org today. Fan Freedom is a partner of the Institute for Liberty and a proud sponsor of our upcoming stage show.
Thank you.
You know, air travel is stressful, and apparently not just for the passengers. The FAA is trying to figure out why a JetBlue captain went nuts on a flight from New York to Vegas yesterday.
We didn't get to this on the show. No.
As veteran pilot Clayton Osborne began to lose his grip on reality, the co-pilot managed to lock him out of the cockpit and safely land the plane prematurely in Amarillo, Texas. Meanwhile, back in the cabin, the crazed captain was yelling about Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda, and Israel. He yelled something about terrorists putting a bomb on the flight and the words, "They're going to take us down." With encouragement from the flight attendants, passengers once again saved the day, wrestling the pilot to the floor. There was no bomb. The flight continued to Vegas, and the captain is undergoing a mental evaluation. Those who knew him say he's a thorough, conscientious guy, and that this incident is completely out of character for him.
So here's what gets me. This is the second time now. We had a flight attendant weeks ago.
We had a couple
do the same thing. Yeah. And it's not just somebody who says something that might be a little odd. This is a full-fledged. And I am here. I'm going to throw a weird, wacky idea out here. Do you think any of this could have to do anything with altitude?
Hmm. No, psychological warfare.
What do you mean?
I think part of me was like, there's somebody getting to these people in some effed up
like,
way.
Like a strange, evil Dr. Evil.
If you pulled his bangs up, you'd see flashing green lights.
Yeah. Short of somebody drugging him, he's either taking too much meds or he's not taking his meds. And that's one of the things the FAA is looking into now is, was he on anything?
If it's one thing, it's an isolated incident.
Right.
Two in like a month.
It's a plot.
And identical behavior.
Yeah. Right.
Both going with the one lady trying to get
this
out.
This is how it starts.
But if it's altitude, it would have happened already.
It could be psyops. It could be somebody's drugging them.
I'm telling you.
Really interesting. I keep an eye on this one because I'd love to hear some follow-ups.
I blame the Capitals.
It's their fault.
Right,
Carl
so.
Find my rock.
A detective in Sanford, Florida says he tried to arrest or did try to arrest George Zimmerman after investigating the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, but that county prosecutors would not let him. His report was labeled homicide/negligent manslaughter. The detective was apparently ready to file this manslaughter charge on the night of the killing over 1 month ago. The prosecutor apparently decided there wasn't enough evidence to pursue the case, mainly because of Florida's Stand Your Ground law.
Wow.
That's where we are on that.
That's interesting.
We're still at a point where anything can happen on the Supreme Court hearing on the health care reform law that make a decision in June. A new New York Times CBS News poll says 69% of us think we should get out of Afghanistan. Newt Gingrich's campaign is so strapped for cash.
How strapped is it?
Thank you, Rob. He's charging people $50 to have their picture taken with him. That's how bad it's gotten. He's also laid off a third of his staff. And he's replacing his campaign manager.
I think Tyler should pay that and get his picture taken.
Is that the kid's name?
Tyler, yeah.
Tyler.
In sexy news, a survey by a babysitting website says 93% of women would be okay with hiring a hot nanny or babysitter. Mm. Only 7% say they'd reject a candidate for being too pretty.
Mm.
And bikinis, sad news here, bikinis no longer the required uniform for women who play Olympic beach volleyball.
Damn it.
Oh, that sucks.
To allow the participation of more religiously conservative countries, the uniform also now includes t-shirts and shorts.
Oh, come on.
I know. Am I right?
That's the whole point. BS. That sport's going to die.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the whole point of watching beach volleyball.
They're going to die.
Amen to that.
No disrespect, but really, how high can you jump in a burqa?
A fair question, Oscar.
T-shirts and shorts.
You'll be dragging sand everywhere.
Man, and I hate the fact that it's what Rob and I swim in now.
Well, for me, I just don't want to burn my shoulders.
It's always a fat guy's excuse. I don't want to burn my shoulders.
And a new Lifetime reality show. A new reality show on Lifetime will try to save troubled marriages by requiring the couples to have sex on 7 consecutive days.
Wow.
And finally...
Is that a reality show or a fantasy?
Both. Batman was pulled over for driving without tags the other day in Silver Spring, Maryland. The man dressed as Batman told police he was on his way to visit sick kids at a hospital.
Oh, okay.
Still have to have plates.
And a Lamborghini.
That's right. Yeah, it was a...
Did he really have a Lamborghini?
It was his version of the Batmobile.
Gallardo.
So it's a rich guy in a Batman suit going to visit sick kids.
Right, with no tags.
That's odd.
And
he was going to purchase the child.
Exactly, Mike. And in that no man's land between, say, Minneapolis and Grand Forks, North Dakota, a man was pulled over for driving 100 miles an hour. Twice in 1 hour. Oh, he was pulled over for driving over 100.
Wow.
He told police he has trouble watching his speed.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show brought to you by Oakton Wine Shop. Coming soon, dinners featuring Spanish wines.
Get paella.
To find their tasting calendar and specials, to learn about monthly wine classes, follow them on Twitter and Facebook.
Get
call them at 703-255-5425. Located at 123 and Hunter Mill Road in scenic, beautiful Northern Virginia. Oakton Wine Shop. 500 hand-selected wines from around the world. 100 hand-picked brews, plus cheeses and pâtés. Oakton Wine Shop is a proud sponsor of our live stage show, and they will give away the new iPad that night, and we're looking forward to it.
Like
that's
a
it.
Boss!
Tomorrow on our bonus hour, we're going to be DJing for you. It's turntable time. We're getting our iPads all warmed up, and we are going to have a fabulous bonus hour when we play clips of songs, because we're going to blow them all up, because we're all going to hate each other's music.
You'll love what I play.
I doubt that, my friend. But in any event, we will see you for that tomorrow on a brand new show for everybody. That's all coming up tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Find my stone.
Ciao, bye. Ciao.
Thank you.
Paella.
Oh, my.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen ed provided by Strayer University affiliates of Fear Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.